Good morning, warm greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
I wish I could preach with my mask off.
我盼望我能够不戴着口罩来传讲。
But the Lord has His purpose and His ways.
那主有他的心意，也有他的法则。
We must submit to His sovereign will.
我们应当顺服于他的主权底下。
So He wants us to wear masks to preach, and so we wear masks to preach.
他愿意我们戴着口罩来传讲，我们就戴着口罩来传讲。
Because we are people of God who are also citizens of a country.
因为我们是神的子民，我们也是这国度这地面上国度的公民。
Paul was a citizen of his own country.
保罗他是他所属的国家的国民。
And therefore, we have the laws of man to obey.
那因此我们有人的法律我们需要去遵循的。
Basically, there are two types of the laws of man.
那基本上人的法律有两个种类。
The first is when we commit a particular crime, the law of man will charge us for being criminals.
那首先就是如果我们犯了某一方面的法啊，就是那人的立法就能够这样的来指控我们。
The other is a private citizen suing another citizen.
那另外一个就是公民指控另外一个公民。
When it comes to private lawsuit, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that we do not initiate private lawsuits for personal gain and benefit.
那就是这类公民指控公民的，就是私下的这些争议。那圣经给我们教导，就是我们身为神的儿女，我们不就是主动或者说不去做这样的指控来使到自己得着益处。
But what do we do when we know of evil men who would use the laws of men for their own evil purposes?
那若是我们知道说有那邪恶的人要用这些的法律来达成他邪恶的意念的话，我们应当怎么行呢？
The Bible has taught us to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves.
那圣经就教导我们说要顺良像鸽子灵巧像蛇。
And here we have the Apostle Paul saying, I appeal to Caesar in verse 11.
那就在这里我们看到使徒保罗他就说到说我要上告于该撒，那这就是在第十一节。
It was the right of every Roman citizen to appeal to Caesar.
身为罗马的公民，他们都有这样的一个权益来向该撒来上诉。
If you are not a Roman citizen, you do not have that right.
如果你不是罗马公民，你没有这样的一个权益。
You are a second class person in that Roman Empire.
因为你是在罗马国度里面你是二等的人次等的人。
This is the law of Rome.
那这是罗马的法律。
That's how churches exist all over the world, in their own countries, with their own laws.
那这正是所有的地方教会是怎么样的，在不同的地方、不同国度来就是存留。那他在那里，他们有各地方的法律。
And we need to learn how to use the laws as citizens as well as Christians in our own country.
而我们必须学习怎么样的来在自己的国度里、自己的国家里面来就是身为一国民，也身为 以基督徒来使用当地的律法。
This is important because we do not live and exist in a vacuum.
这是重要的，因为我们并不是活在真空里。
God is the one who has placed us in Singapore.
神把我们安置在新加坡。
He could place us in any other country at different periods of time, but he placed us here in the 21st century.
那他大可以把我们放在不同的地方、不同的时代，然而他却选择把我们放在这里，在这21世纪的里面。
So the first thing we can see in this passage from verse 1 to verse 9 is the need to appeal.
我们因此从这一段经文里面，我们首先能够看到的就是从第一到第九节，就是来看到说那上诉的必要。
Every Christian must be a law-abiding citizen.
每一个基督徒都必须是那遵守法律的公民。
The Bible has taught us that there is no governor in charge of us except for all governors placed there by God himself.
那圣经告诉我们说，没有任何的掌权者能够来管制我们，那除了神所安置的这些掌权者。
But what happens when these governors are evil and wicked?
然后如果这些的掌权者他们都是就是邪恶，都是行恶事的人呢，那我们怎么办呢？
Festus was the new governor in charge of this part of the Roman Empire.
那腓斯度他是这新上任在这个罗马国度里面，在这一区的新上任的这个巡抚。
Acts 24 verse 27 tells us that he has replaced Felix.
那在使徒行传24章27节，那就告诉我们说他来取代了这腓力士。
And so as he came to this part of the Roman Empire, after 3 days, he went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem.
那因此当他上任的时候，那过了三天，他就来到这犹大，那就是从该撒利亚上到耶路撒冷去。
All this while, Paul was in prison for the past 2 years in Caesarea.
那在这过去的两年保罗一直都被就是关在该撒利亚的牢房里。
His role, that is Festus' role, was to make sure that there is peace in this province under his charge.
那腓斯度他所要扮演的角色就是他必须确保这个在他所管制的省份是能够有太平。
At that time it was known as the province of Rome, but we call it the promised land.
那当时候这是被称为说罗马的省份那不过我们是把它称为是应许地。
Jerusalem was the capital of the promised land.
耶路撒冷是应许地的首府。
And being the new governor, it is important for him to go to the capital city.
那身为那新的总督，他应有这样的一个义务，要去到这省份的这首府。
Millions of Jews lived in the Promised Land.
有成千上万的这些犹太人就是住在这应许地里。
And so in Jerusalem, he met up with the leaders of the Jews.
那因此在耶路撒冷，他就与犹太人的领袖来会面。
So in verse 2, the Bible said that he met up with the high priest and the chief of the Jews.
那因此第二节就告诉我们说，他就与那 大祭司还有其他的这些犹太的领袖来会面。
Even though 2 years had passed, the priests, the high priest and the chief of the Jews did not forget their desire to kill the apostle Paul.
虽然过了两年，那这些祭司长，这祭司长和这些犹太的领袖并没有忘记他们要杀害使徒保罗的这样的一个渴望。
They tried it with Felix, they failed.
那他们曾经尝试就是在腓力士面前来做这事，但是他们失败了。
So now maybe with this new governor, he might not know exactly the context, and perhaps they can now get Festus to agree.
那现在既然有这新的巡抚，那或许他并不知道整件事情的来龙去脉，那或许他们就想说可能可以借着腓斯度来达成他们的心愿。
Their evil plan was very simple.
他们邪恶的计划是非常简单的。
They wanted to convince Festus to allow Paul to be released from Caesarea and to be sent to Jerusalem.
那他们是想要说服腓斯度让他把保罗从该撒利亚解送到就是耶路撒冷去。
And while Paul was on his way from Caesarea to Jerusalem, they planned to kill him.
那当人把保罗从该撒利亚就是带到耶路撒冷的途中的时候呢，他们要埋伏来杀害他。
This is what the Bible says in verse 3.
那这是圣经在第三节告诉我们的。
And then Festus said to them, Paul should be kept in Caesarea, and that he himself would depart shortly thither.
然后腓斯度他却说保罗应当是继续押在该撒利亚，那他自己却应该是会到那里去。
He said, No, Paul will remain in Caesarea, and very soon I will be returning to Caesarea from Jerusalem.
他告诉这些人说不保罗应当继续押在该撒利亚，那我自己很快的就会到那里去。
And then in verse 5 he said to them, Well, if any one of you would like to go with me and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him, you are most welcome to join me.
那第五节他就对他们说，如果你们中间有任何人就是愿意跟我一同下去的话，那如果就是他就是指着保罗有什么不适的话，那就可以控告他。
And he stayed in Jerusalem after that for another 10 days.
他就继续留在耶路撒冷大概10天左右。
And then he went down to Caesarea.
那之后他就下到该撒利亚去。
And the next day, after he arrived at Caesarea, he brought the apostle Paul as he sat on the Bema seat. That's the judgment seat.
就在该撒利亚的第二天，那他就坐在那审判台上，那就是审判的座位上，那他就把保罗提出来。
The priest and the chief of the Jews, some of them, they took Festus' advice, and some of them accompanied him back to Caesarea. And now in verse 7, they laid the charges against the apostle Paul.
那祭司长还有一些那些犹太的一些领袖，他们就遵照腓斯度的建议他们就跟着腓斯度去到该撒利亚，那就在那里他们就是就控告保罗。那就在第七节让我们看到。
The Bible said that they laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, but they could not prove anything.
那圣经是说到说他们就是用重大的事来控告保罗，但是没有一件事是能够被证实的。
They probably said the same thing as what they said in the early part of chapter 24.
那很可能他们就是照着他们在先前所指控 所说过的就在这24章的前半部那里要给我们看到。
They could not prove it 2 years ago, and they still could not prove it 2 years later.
他们两年前无法证实，两年之后的这一天他们仍然不能够证实。
They had no eyewitnesses, they had no evidence.
他们没有目击的证人，他们没有证据。
And then the Apostle Paul answered them in verse 8. And while he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor yet against Caesar have I offended anything at all.
然后保罗就是在他们面前来分述，他说无论犹太人的律法，无论是这圣殿或者是该撒，我都没有干犯。
Paul continued to defend his innocence.
那保罗仍然为着自己的清白来辩护。
I have not broken any of the laws of my own people, neither have I done anything to desecrate the temple. I have also not done anything against the law of Rome.
那保罗是说，我根本没有做了任何事情来干犯我们自己犹太人的律法，那我也没有行任何事情来践踏圣殿，那我也没有就是犯任何罗马的法律。
Against the temple means against God.
那就是诋毁圣殿，就是等于是违抗神。
So Paul was basically saying that I am innocent against my own law.The law of the Jews, innocent against the laws of God, and against the law of Caesar as well. I am innocent.
那因此保罗是说我是清白的。那我无论是在我自己犹太人的律法上我是清白，我在神的律法上也是清白的。那我在罗马的律法我也是清白无辜。
And then based upon verse 9, the Apostle Paul suspected something that is not very right.
然后在第九节就是使徒保罗就感受到说这事情有点就是不妥。
Maybe it was the words of Festus, or maybe it was the body language of Festus, or whatever it was,The Bible tells us in verse 9 that Festus was willing to do the Jews a pleasure. And he answered Paul and said, Will thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of these things before me?
或许是腓斯都所用的言辞，又或者是腓斯都他的这个身体的语言。那圣经是说在腓斯都就是为了讨好犹太人，那他就问保罗说，你愿意上耶路撒冷去在那里听我的审断吗？
Do you see the problem here?
你看到问题在哪里吗？
Caesarea was a city of Rome. That's why it's called Caesarea, named after Caesar.
那这该撒利亚它是罗马的一个都市，那因此你看他的名字就是以罗马王该撒来取名的。
He was already seated at the Bema seat with the authority of Rome at his disposal.
那这腓斯都已经坐在这个审判台上，那他是由罗马王所赋予的权柄来审问。
Why could he not simply make a judgment here in Caesarea and said,Paul, you are not guilty.
那他为何不能在这就在这地方就是坐在这罗马的审判台前来宣告说保罗你是无罪的。
Why did he say Jerusalem and then let me judge the same things over there?
那他为什么要说耶路撒冷？然后又说要在那里来审问同样的这件事。
If you remember the previous chapters of the book of Acts, you realize that the Apostle Paul knew of the evil plan of the high priest and the chief of the Jews.
如果你还记得的话，在 就是使徒行传的前一章，那保罗知道这些犹太人还有祭司长他们邪恶的意念。
In chapter 23, verse 12 to verse 14, you realize that more than 40 of them had made a conspiracy to fast, and they will not eat or drink anything until they kill the Apostle Paul.
那就在使徒行传23章的12到14节，我们看到说，在那里，有大概40多人，40多个犹太人，他们就是曾经禁食，他们发誓，他们说他们不吃不喝直到他们杀死保罗为止。
And that was 2 years ago.
那是两年之前。
And they planned to kill him on his way from Jerusalem to Caesarea.
而他们现在要计划来要就是在他从该萨利亚到耶路撒冷的途中来杀害他。
Perhaps that's the reason why when you travel out in the open, it is less secure, less safe, easier to kill someone.
那很可能就是因为如果你在外头行走，那就是在这样的一个情况里面，那人比较容易的来杀害。
Because while you are in prison, you have all the walls and all the gates to protect you.
因为如果是关在牢里，那就是监牢的围墙还有门都是能够维护你。
But when you are out in the open, it's so much easier to kill someone. You can use a bow and arrow to shoot and kill the Apostle Paul.
如果是在外头，在那样的一个空间，那就比较容易被人刺杀，人可以用箭来射就把保罗给杀了。
So therefore the apostle Paul knew of this evil plan of his enemies.
因此保罗是知道他的仇敌他们的这邪恶的计划。
And Festus was not a good or righteous judge.
而腓斯都他也不是个良善不是一个公义的审判官。
By this question in verse 9, the Apostle Paul suspected that Festus would be used by them and fall into their evil plan.
那就接着第九节，腓斯都所说的，那保罗就知道说，腓斯都很可能就是会以被这些犹太人来使用，来达成他们的心愿。
And so the situation was such that the Apostle Paul had no choice, but he recognized the need to appeal. And so he did.
情况就是这样子，保罗他知道说他别无选择，他就是必须使用他上述的这样的一个权益。
Now the Apostle Paul was not using the law of Rome, because he was guilty of a crime.
那使徒保罗他并不是因为说自己犯了就是罗马的法律，所以才用这样的一个就是用这个上诉的权益。
If it had been any criminal act, we must be prepared to face the consequence.
如果我们犯了任何的刑事法，那我们是必须预备心来面对那样的一个后果。
We must not be afraid.
我们不应当害怕。
We must pray for courage if we are afraid.
那如果我们害怕的话，我们应当祷告求神赐勇气。
Because there may be occasions whereby the law of man will be unjust, and Christians will be unjustly treated in the course of obeying the Lord and His word.
因为会有可能有这样的一个情况，就是地方的法律是不公义的，那会使到信徒就是面对不公义的这样的一个惩罚，那么就真的是信徒有必要来就是 面对这样的一些情况。
Did the law of man not cast Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three friends of Daniel, into the fiery furnace for breaking the laws of man?
那人的律法不是把但以理的三个朋友，就是把他们就是丢在因着人的律法被丢在火窑里吗？
This was also the case for Daniel in the time of the Persian Empire.
那这也是这事情也发生在但以理本身当在这波斯的王朝的时候。
I mean, you study the major and the minor prophets and also other prophets of the Old Testament, you realize that the laws of man will be against the people of God, the servants of God.
如果你研读就是大小先知书，那就在那些时代里面，我们也知道说，许多时候人的律法是违抗神的律法的。
And so the Apostle Paul recognized the need to appeal, and he did.
因此使徒保罗他看到有这个上诉的必要，因此他就采取这行动。
Verse 10 and verse 11, the moment he appealed, we see the justice of the appeal.
那就在第十节、第十一节，当他上诉的时候，然后我们就看到上诉的公义。
And so Paul said in verse 10, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, that is Caesar's Bema, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as thou very well knowest.
那就在第十节，保罗说：“我站在该撒的堂前，那也就是这个该撒的审判台前，那这就是我应当受审的地方。我向犹太人没有行什么不义的事。”
He said that Festus, you know very clearly that I am innocent, and yet you want this to happen.
那他就是。对腓斯都说你明明知道我是无辜的你却要让这事情发生。
You know I am innocent, I've done no wrong. You don't need to send me to Jerusalem, but you did.
你知道我是无辜的那我没有做任何的错事那你根本不需要把我带到耶路撒冷去你却要想要做这事。
Look at verse 11.
我们来看第十一节。
For if I be an offender, so if I'm guilty, or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. So I'm prepared to die if I've done something wrong.
第十一节他就说，我若行了不义的事，犯了什么该死的罪，那他就说，我就是死，我也不迟。那意思是说，就算得死，我也甘心的去面对。
We are both citizens of heaven.And citizens of our nation.
而我们是天上的子民，而我们也是这地上的国民。
And we must abide and obey both the laws of God and the laws of our country.
而我们必须是来遵行神的律法，也同时遵行这地方的法律。
So Paul reasoned and said, if I have broken any of the laws of the country,I am prepared even to die if necessary.
那因此保罗说如果我干犯了任何这国家的律法的法律的话那我是预备如果我得死我也预备是接受要去死。
You see this law of Rome whereby a Roman citizen can appeal to Caesar can also be appealed by criminals, people who are evil.
我们要知道说这罗马的法律那这样的一个上诉权是可以被公民来使用也可以被那些行邪恶事情的人来使用。
I'm sure many people would use this for their own personal gain and advantage.
我相信应该有很多人就是来使用这样的一个法律来就是来维护自己的一些的利益。
Let's say if Festus was a very good governor, good judge.
假设说腓斯杜他是一个很好 的巡抚他是一个很好的审判官。
And a Roman citizen is found guilty for doing something wrong.
而这罗马的公民的确是被发觉是犯了罗马的这的法律。
Let's say he is a very good friend of a relative of Caesar.
假设说啊，那犯法的他是跟该撒罗马王是很好的朋友，或者是他的亲属。
And so he can also say, "I appeal to Caesar straight away." Festus' authority over him is over.
他也可以说，哎，我要上诉该撒。那当他这样子提的时候，那这腓斯都办这个人的权柄就不存在了。
Now they must protect him and bring him safely all the way to Rome to meet Caesar.
那从那时候开始，他们就得保护他，那就是安全的把他送到罗马去听就是该撒的审问。
And he can talk to his good friend who was a relative of Caesar, and then he can tell Caesar, and then Caesar can say, "He is not guilty," and that's it. He is not guilty.
他也可以就是来跟这个该撒的好朋友或者亲戚来说，那他就说说他说是没有他是无罪的，那就宣判他无罪。
You think such things are not done?
你想像这样的事情不会发生吗？
You think such things are not done even today?
你想像这样的事情今天也不会发生吗？
People who are very very connected can get away with a lot of things that people who are not connected cannot get away with.
那些有许多门路的他们很多时候都能够逃避一些的问题不像那些找不到门路的人。
This is true all over the world. That is the nature of the law of man.
那这是在世界各处都可以见到的这是人的法律的性质。
We should expect this kind of abuse because that's the sinful nature.
而我们必须是知道说会有这样的一些情况的。
But the Apostle Paul wanted to make sure that when he made the appeal, it is based upon the justice of the appeal, not because of anything that he wants to do to protect himself.
因此保罗需要确保说当他要来提出上诉的时候那是因着公义的因素他来提出上诉而不是要用这个来保护自己免受任何自己所犯的罪恶所带来的刑罚。
He wanted to make sure that based upon the justice of this appeal, his witness for Christ Its integrity was not compromised.
他要确保说，当他这样的来上诉的时候，那他就是继续是在公义的里面，他不会因着这样而失去他为耶稣基督所做的见证。
And that's why he said in the second half of verse 11, "But if there be none of these things, that means if I'm not guilty." Whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar.
那因此在第十一节下半段，他就说他们所告我的事，若都不实就是根本不能够成立的话，那就没有人可以把我交给他们。那我要上诉以该撒。
Sometimes we as citizens of Singapore may have to do.Such a thing as well.
我们身为新加坡公民，有的时候我们也得做类似这样的事情。
When we see the law of man is being abused, that will impact and affect our holy witness negatively. We may have to do what Paul did here.
当我们看到说地方国家的人的律法被滥用。那以致使到一些正直被驱望的话，那我们就 必须效法保罗这样的来使用、我们的权益。
Like the Apostle Paul, we have to be very honest with ourselves.
那就像使徒保罗一样，我们必须是非常坦诚诚实的。
When we declare our innocence, we have to make sure that we are truly innocent according to the laws of God and the laws of man.
那当我们宣告自己清白的话，我们必须确保说我们真的是在人的律法上，在神的律法上，我们真的是清白无辜的。
If by obeying the laws of God we disobey the laws of man, like in the case of Daniel and his three friends, then we must bear the consequence.
如果我们是因为要顺从神的律法而就是违抗了人的律法的话，那就像就是但以理和他的三个朋友一样。那如果我们是这样的情况，那我们就要预备心来承受那样的一个后果。
You mean under those circumstances we should not appeal to Caesar? Yes.
那你的意思说我们在这样的情况我们就不应该上告于该撒吗？是。
Let's say this law was also available to Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. Let's say.
如果假设说这样的一个法律也在就是但以理还有他三个朋友当时候就是说在那个时候也有这样的一个法律的话，
Should they appeal to Caesar?
那他们是不是应该上告就是该撒呢？
They should not.
他们就不应当上告该撒。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they were guilty.
因为他们的确是有罪。
They knew that if we refuse to bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, they will be cast into the fiery furnace.
因为他们知道说当他们不向尼布甲尼撒所的雕像来跪拜的话，他们就是会被丢到火窑里去。
So even if they appeal to Caesar, what do they want to do? They're going to say, no, we are going to bow down. They can't. They will not bow down.
即使是他们说上告以该撒，那他们要做什么呢？那是不是说他们就在那时候要来跪拜这些吗？当然不是的，他们不应当跪拜这些。
Are they going to speak to some relative of Caesar and then say, cover up our wrongdoing? No, you cannot do that.
又或者是他们要去向该撒的一些亲属来说啊，你帮我们掩盖这件事情啊，好像我们这些错事不会被揭发啊，他们不应当是这样做。
This was also true for Daniel.
那对但以理来说也一样。
And don't forget, the king of Persia liked Daniel very much.
我们不用忘记其实波斯王他是很喜爱这但以理的。
But Daniel did not say anything or do anything or plead for any favor from the king of Persia.He was prepared to die and be thrown into the lion's den.
但以理他也没有做任何事情就向王来请求任何的事他也没有对王说什么，他就是预备心要来面对死亡。那之后他被丢到那狮子坑里。
Please understand that saving our lives is not the most important thing on earth.
我们必须明白维护我们的生命不是在这地面上最重要的事。
The most important thing on earth for us as Christians is to protect the witness of Christ in our lives.
而我们身为基督徒的最重要的就是在我们生命中来维护我们对主所做的见证。
That's why the Apostle Paul said, if I am an offender and have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. Same must be true of us.
因此就像保罗所说的，如果我没有犯任何该死的罪，我就不会愿意死。
Don't lie, don't sin, just so that you can save your life.You have already lost your life if you do that.
那让我们不要撒谎不要犯任何的罪因为我们 如果那样做，我们就是失去见证，我们犯罪。
Protect your spiritual life, not your physical life.
我们应当维护我们属灵的生命，而不是我们这血肉的生命。
Physical life is temporal, spiritual life is eternal.
我们这肉体的生命是暂时的，而我们属灵的生命是永恒的。
So Paul needed to appeal, and then he made sure that his appeal was based upon justice.
那因此保罗他是需要来上诉，那他也必须确保他的上诉是在公义里。
Paul knew the law.
保罗他知道那法律。
And the moment he said, "I appeal unto Caesar," then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, "Hast thou appealed to Caesar? Unto Caesar shalt thou go."
因此当保罗说他要上告于该撒，那腓斯都就和他的议会商量了。他就说，你既上告于该撒，就可以往该撒那里去。
And so he spoke to his council, and they all agreed, the moment any Roman citizen appealed to Caesar, our hands are now bound. We have no choice but to let him appeal to Caesar.
一旦保罗上告于该撒，腓斯都跟他的议会的人都同意说，一旦罗马的公民上告于该撒，那他们就没有权力来继续办他了，他就得被送到该撒那里去受该撒来审判。
Not only must we see the justice of this appeal, but also we must see the will of God. It was for Paul to appeal.
那让我们不单是看到说这上告或者上诉的这个正义，那我们也必须看到说这上诉是神对保罗所立的旨意。
How do we know that the Apostle Paul knew that it was God's will for him to go to Rome?
那我们怎么知道说保罗怎么知道说是神的心意要他去罗马呢？
Because the Lord told him in chapter 23 verse 11.
因为在23章第11节主曾经告诉保罗。
And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also where? At Rome."
就在23章第11节，当夜主站在保罗旁边说，放心吧，你怎么样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎么样在什么地方呢？就是在罗马为我做见证。
He knew that it was God's will for him to arrive at Rome.
知道说是神的心意要他去到罗马去。
You and I know what happened when he arrived at Rome.
你我都知道说当他去到罗马什么事情发生。
He was placed under house arrest.
他被软禁起来。
His missionary days were over.
那他去各处旅游布道的时光已经过了。
God had a higher purpose for him in Rome.
那神在罗马有更高的旨意为他预备。
While in Rome, he wrote many of the prison epistles.
那就当他在罗马的时候，他就写了许多的这些书信。
While in Rome, he saved the slave of Philemon.
那就在罗马的时候，他就是拯救了就是向这个腓利门的奴仆来传福音，拯救了他。
His name was Onesimus.
那他就是让阿尼西姆得救。
And then many Christians in Rome also visited him while he was under house arrest.
那而且在当他在罗马受软禁的时候，许多的信徒在各到从各处去就是去探望他。
So he knew he will be in Rome, and therefore the will of God was for him to make this appeal.
那他知道说他将会在到罗马去，那因此他知道说这罗马的这个上诉的这前提是会把他带到罗马去。
Paul knew that by this appeal, There will be no more missionary trip for him, but he trusted in the Lord that the Lord will have a higher purpose for him.
那保罗他相信，他知道，他就是当他上诉该撒的时候，那他就他的留不到的生涯就结束了。不过他深信说神，就是有更高的旨意要成就在他身上。
We are both citizens of God and citizens of the world.
我们同时是天国的子民，我们也是这地上。
We must not abuse the laws of God and the laws of man.
那我们不应当滥用，神的律法，也不应当滥用人的律法。
We must obey both.
我们应当来遵行两者。
But we must also make sure that in the obedience to both, we must accomplish God's will in our lives.
而我们也必须确保说，当我们来遵行这两者的时候，我们也必须确保说神的旨意在我们身上来成就。
Because this life that we live has been redeemed by the blood of Christ, we belong to Him.
因为我们的这一生是耶稣基督用他宝血来拯救的，我们是属于他的。
And we must live for Him.
然后我们应当是为他来活。
And we must live for Him in holiness.
我们必须是保持圣洁来为他活。
Paul never appealed to Caesar for his own personal gain to protect his name.
保罗没有为着自己的名誉或者说为着自己的利益来上告于该撒。
He did this to do the will of God and to protect the holy witness for Christ in his life.
那他做这事情是要来成就神的旨意，也来就是在他生命中来为主来做见证。
May God help us and give us the wisdom to do the same in the last days.
求主赐给我们智慧，来像保罗一样做，有同样行同样的事。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
Grant to us, O Lord, the wisdom from above as we live for the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth below.
求主赐给我们那属天的智慧，当我们在这地面上来继续生活的时候。
Help us, O Lord, to be wise as serpents and harmless as dove.
求主帮助我们，让我们像灵巧像蛇，顺良像鸽子。
For we know that you have sent us into this world as sheep among wolves.
因为我们知道你差派我们进入这世界，就像羊进入了狼群一样。
Just as the Apostle Paul demonstrated how he defended and protected the honor of Christ and the will of God, help us to do the same.
就像保罗他是怎么样的来维护这在神的尊荣。基督的见证，求主也帮助我们来行同样的事。
Help us, O Lord, to live in holiness and in faithfulness all the days of our lives until we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face.
求主帮助我们，让我们忠心的来行完你的旨意，以及使好叫我们这样的忠心到底，直到我们见主面为止。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.